April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. Today is April 2nd. Here's a poet for today. Rick Moody is the author of 5 novels, 3 collections of short stories, a memoir, and a collection of essays on music. He also writes songs and plays and sings with the Wingdale Community Singers. He's working on a poem sequence about the American presidents, one poem for each president. He lives part-time in Amenia, New York. A critic said that Moody is the master of many voices, extraordinary virtuosity, a range that stretches from alto to deep bass. He can write as a mother and aging actress. He can write a strange modern fairy tale. He can evoke 2 entire lives in a few pages. He likes to play with language, mimicking and mocking academic Latinate dryness or the windy rhetoric of postmodern art critics. He loves to produce the voices inside the head. His novel, The Ice Storm, contains this passage. Words are the oldest information storage and retrieval system ever devised. Words are probably older than the cave paintings in France. Words have been here for tens of thousands of years longer than film, moving pictures, video, and digital video, and words will likely be here after those media too. When the electromagnetic pulse comes in the wake of the nuclear blast, those computers and digital video cameras and videotape recorders that are not melted outright will be plastic and metal husks used to prop open doors. Not so with the utterances of tongues. Words will remain, and the highly complicated and idiosyncratic accounts assembled from them will provide us with the dark news about the blast. The written word will remain, scribbled on collapsed highway overpasses, as a testament to love and rage, as evidence of the wanderers in the ruin. Here is a poem for today by Rick Moody. This is the Lyndon Johnson poem. Rural electrification. Then came the 20th century. Interest was slack. There'd been some stories going around. Fellow came in there, couldn't pay his bill. He didn't drink, didn't smoke, boasted about it. Fought like a regular lion. I'm going to kill one of those turkeys. I want his pecker in my pocket. They put a little too much oil in his hair. With virtually no oil at all, the effect was good. Might want to experiment with that. All day long, cheering crowds, interviews as long as a whore's dream. A cow horn bawled underneath a gleaming hood. There were tracks leaving the car. I had 10 of them out there trying to kill a snake, and they couldn't kill it. The black bag contained instructions in case of nuclear war. He wanted to drop bombs on everybody, millions and millions of bombs, day and night. This was a massive orgasm or something. What I want is for them to start thinking of me in terms of initials. Shapely cowgirls astride a mountain of tan. Have you ever seen anything as big as this? Look into the face of the life you are about to take. Dallas was gay and festive in its generous welcome. All our assassinations have been with guns. Going to have to get the coroner there right away. How to behave with dignity and reserve. Might drive out to the house, have a drink, a sandwich. Can't be checking up on every shooting scrape in the country. Yes, it's like trying to sneak daylight by a rooster. Mash a button, summon a secretary. Just wanted to make sure I was getting a heart that had never been used. Toothpaste commercials blaring out of a television, asserting both positions with equal conviction. Just an impossible period. That was Rural Electrification, a poem of Lyndon Johnson, by Rick Moody, read by permission of the author. This is April 2nd, and you've been listening to the Living Poetry Canon.